The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Stanley Burke, the brother of the former Fine Gael TD, Ulick Burke, has written a letter to Taoiseach Simon Harris about turf cutting rights. In the letter, he asks, what would the Taoiseach suggest we do if the storms hit again? Joining us for more on this is Jackie Flannery from the Irish Rural Association. Jackie, what's the problem here? Because my understanding of the rules, and you may correct me on this, my understanding of the rules is that it's only the commercial sale of turf that is banned, that people with turf cutting rights can still cut turf for their own use or gift it. They can sell it even as long as they don't sell it in a shop or online. So what is the issue here?
The issue here would be the fact that it's called an SAC bog. In other words, it is brought under the Habitat Directive. And there is a certain amount of bogs in Ireland that come under this directive. However, there is there's quite a lot of consternation as to how this directive was reached in the first place. And, you know, a lot of these bogs that we're talking about are in East Galway, Southeast Galway, really. You know, and over the last couple of months, it has been brought up several times in Dáil Éireann in relation to, you know, relaxed turf cutting ban on Galway bogs. We're looking at the one particular contractor that has actually got an injunction against him. And last year, the turf was cut, but the people were not able to go into their bogs to save their turf because of this injunction, and they would be dealt with.
Okay, but this is a contractor, this is a contractor, someone who's using a turf cutting machine to cut turf.
Yeah, somebody, Shane, who has cut turf on these bogs for years and years in the sense of because the National Parks and Wildlife are involved in these SACs. There has been quite a lot of, as I said, aggravation, consternation, while there was a scheme set in place for a number of years to compensate bog owners if they wish to leave these bogs that were SSEs. But a lot of these people did not wish to leave these bogs. And what we actually have seen is there's quite a lot of intimidation of bog owners. They have received threatening letters. There is, in actual fact, a lot of these people are elderly, like Stanny. I actually know Stanny. And it is preventing the bog owners from cutting their own turf on their own private property.
But that's the law. And, I mean, we know that bogs are the largest terrestrial carbon store in Ireland. We know they act as massive carbon sinks and vital biodiversity ecosystems. We know that cutting turf lowers the water table, increases flood risk, and prevents further peat accumulation. I mean, we talk about the Amazon rainforests in South America. These are our rainforests. I mean, they are absolutely vital to the environment and to biodiversity.
And that may be the case in that sense, but quite what has to be also looked at is these bogs that we are talking about, plus a lot more, are private owned bogs. And a lot of cases, like I've said, these people were not engaged with for discussion in Southeast Galway. And Stanley is right. And I mean, the Taoiseach will not give him an answer as to what we actually do in storms again. We're actually at a stage that a lot of these families, and in one instance...
I don't really understand the storm argument, I have to say. I mean, so...
Well, you have to, Shane. I'm sorry for cutting across you, but you have to. Because a lot of the people that are still cutting their turf in these areas, this is their main fuel to heat their house, okay, to use cooking their foods. That's the main reason.
Okay.
I'm the same here.
Okay.
I don't use anything else, only my turf.
Okay. There are very large grants now available to switch from fossil and solid fuels. I think it's up to €39,250 to switch. And I mean, I suppose the point is the more global warming we have, the more storms we're going to have. And if we all keep burning fossil fuels, we're going to have more storms.
Shane, the simple fact of the matter is, and again, we have looked at what the government have achieved, and I stand to be corrected, I think it's circa 54,000 houses that they have sorted got retrofitted in this country. Now, the simple fact of the matter is, and we'll just take Stanley Bourke as an example. Stanley Bourke is 91 years of age. That man has worked as a farmer all his life, reared his family, and so on and so forth. I know the house that Stanley is in. Now, are you expecting, or are you telling me that Stanley Bourke has to go and either A, use his pension, or B, get a bank loan to retrofit his house, which would cost thousands
If I could ask a question, it would be great. I mean, there is nothing to stop. There's no stopping somebody actually burning turf. There actually isn't any rule stopping. The only rule is against commercial sale of turf.
Correct.
So there's nothing to stop. And I don't really want it to make it about one person, but there's nothing to stop a pensioner who's heating their house by turf. There's actually nothing to stop them doing that. It just can't be sold to them online or in a shop. And I suppose the other point I do have to put to you, and we haven't mentioned it, is we know every year 1,300 people, mainly elderly people, die prematurely because of air quality issues. And the air quality issues, the experts tell us, are mainly caused by fossil fuels being burned. I mean, do those people's rights not matter?
Can I go back now and let me finish the bit in relation to the retrofitting? People in this country cannot afford to pay or whatever stage of life they're in, they cannot afford to go, even with the grants, to get these retrofittings. In relation to your commentary on the EPA report, and that is an EPA report, I have had this discussion when Minister Eamon Ryan was in government, and I actually asked him the question on an RTE programme, will you please show me the evidence of the figures you are talking about of the people that are allegedly dying each year. Show it to me on a death cert. They cannot do that. This is figures that is brought out that there is no evidence.
Okay.
To talk about fossil fuels.
You don't believe anybody. So just to clarify, Jackie, you don't believe anyone is dying prematurely because of air quality issues?
I didn't say that. I said, because we're talking about, when you're talking about fossil fuels, to me, fossil fuel that we're talking about is in the house is turf. And I mean, if that's the case, when you go back to our ancestors, when they had open fires and all of the rest of it, we didn't hear about those people dying. They lived long and healthy lives.
Well, they didn't actually, Jackie. People died a lot younger back then.
They didn't. Simple fact of the matter is, right, the Irish government, the EPA, the Department of the Environment, and Europe want us to stop cutting our turf. And it doesn't matter whether it's for the commercial purposes. Yes, that law is there, but for cutting for ourselves. I mean, you look at the people that have gone and have built houses that have, you know, the air to ground to air in their houses. And what happens when back to the storms, what happens when a storm hits? They have no ways or means of cooking their food, heating their house or whatever. I mean, a bog, the turf actually is produced in a local bog. It doesn't have a carbon footprint. It's not a fossil fuel. There's no sell-by date. It is a traditional Irish fuel. It's a cost-effective heating. It does give healthy heating, and we don't end up with fuel shortages.
Okay.
Do you know, I mean, those are the basic facts, Shane.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. Jackie Fannery from the Irish Rural Association. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.